This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. The Denver Broncos will take on the Raiders at Empower Field today, but RTD's once popular Broncos Ride bus service is not coming back anytime soon. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Buses used to take thousands of fans from all over the metro directly to Empower Field. RTD cut that service during the pandemic, and CEO Deborah Johnson said at a recent board meeting that a lack of money and drivers is preventing its return.
As we stand right now, quite naturally recognizing the whole world is understaffed, I would not want to put our agency nor our valued employees in a precarious position.
RTD had been keeping the Broncos Ride going for years by forcing drivers to work overtime. It is still running extra light rail trains to help carry fans. The agency also says it's prioritizing routes that carry essential workers and transit-dependent passengers. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Today's kickoff is set for 2:25. Otis Armstrong, one of the greatest running backs of the early years for the Denver Broncos, has died. He was 70 years old. He started at Purdue and was a first-round draft pick for the Broncos in 1973. Armstrong rushed more than 1,000 yards in 1974. He set a record for the franchise, and it won him an NFL rushing title. Armstrong died surrounded by his wife and family. That's according to 9 News. The Front Range will be in the 70s today. This is CPR News.